We'll give you our spreadsheet and copies for your members. And when David Godfrey gets here, we'll run through it with the audience.
Well, there's nobody. I'm not going to be here to listen to it. So.
No. But for the people that are in the room. And when you deliver it to Representative Huntley, would you tell them that it's a little over $36 million movement, which is the largest offer that's been made during the conference committee so far?
Madam Chair, although I'm not really here, I think we made a similar motion movement before, if I'm not mistaken.
Wasn't $36
million,
no. 36. Whatever works. I didn't figure y'all wanted to sit here with me for an hour waiting for them, so.
Tony Laurie was gone, and he said, "We're going to get some Indian." I said, "Yeah, come on, I'll show you. We'll go up and get some Indian on Grand Avenue." There's a really good.
Yeah.
That's fine. We can hand them out after. We just need David up here to go through the spreadsheet.
David's here.
Put that thing to Joan, Jen.
So what we did to avoid another hour waiting for them is Karen Clark showed her the spreadsheets to take up to them, and we're just going to go through this for the audience.
Okay.
Can you imagine sitting and waiting an hour, and then we have to wait 2 more hours for that?
It's really not going to lead to a conclusion by midnight, but in case we're going here.
So... Mr. Godfrey.
You might go.
Madam Chair, members. The Senate's offer begins on line 110. I also have to apologize. The shading on this version is a little bit lighter than usual. But hopefully it shows up in most of the places. On line 110 is just a technical change to move the Senate's federal stabilization money from Children and Economic Assistance Management Area, removing that $33 million there, And then on line 117, page 3, places that money in state-operated services, $84.5 million being spent on the security hospital and the remainder in the sex offender program. Then on line 204, the Senate removes its appropriation for the governor's recommendation for invest in early learning for the school readiness project. What the Senate is doing here is actually, as it turned out, we had appropriated money for this twice, and so we still have an appropriation for this that matches the House in lines 286 and 296. Then on line 298, under basic sliding fee increases, the Senate has adopted the House position to spend $8 million in 10 and 11 of dedicated funding for the basic sliding fee waiting list. Then on line 311, the Senate is adjusting its CCDF stimulus funds for increased caseload in MFIB to more closely match the House position. Senate now is spending $14.6 million stimulus funds on this general fund area. Then, line 478. The Senate is adopting the House position on homeless and runaway youth, spends $218,000 in 10-11 and $238,000 in 12-13. Then on line 617, page 13, this area is actually not shaded, but it is a change. It's technical in nature. This is on the Senate position to eliminate nursing facility rebasing. We had some adjusted numbers from the department, and it reduced the amount of savings the position had in fiscal year 11 and in the tails. It now saves $3.4 million in 10-11 and $41.9 in 12-13. And then the next item is on page 15, line 731. This is the Senate position on the rate freeze to fiscal year 13. The Senate now is adopting the House's position on the rate freeze for 10 and 11 to match their number of $8.2 million in savings in 10 and 11. And then in the tails, the Senate maintains the freeze at its previous level. However, it provides for a COLA above the freeze level. The total savings from that position, that item in the tails, is $8.5 million. The next line is on line 760, MA coverage for asthma. The Senate is adopting the House position here of one-time funding of $20,000 in 10 and 11. Madam Chair and members, the next item is on line 1049. It's the Birthing Center's Senate position. The rate cut now for hospitals has been significantly changed from $2,000, which was the rate cut in the previous Senate position, to $2,849. And that's very close to the current assumed rate that providers receive for this, which is $3,140. The next item is on line 1270. Or 1269. The Senate is now removing from its position savings that were associated with require collaborative consultation for ADHD and psychotropic drugs. Likewise, on line 1276, the Senate is also removing from its position the e-prescribing initiative for PDL adherence. The next item is on 1494. The Senate is restoring $1.2 million in funding to the e-records program. However, it's being restored in the form of a loan in fiscal year 10 from the Healthcare Access Fund in the amount of $1.2 million. That amount then is repaid to the Healthcare Access Fund in fiscal year 13. And the assumption here is that proceeds in the fund would be used to repay the Healthcare Access Fund. The next item is on line 1717. These are the Senate's veteran homes items. All of them have been removed from the bill. These items will now be conferenced in the Ag and Veterans Conference Committee, and that saves $4.6 million in 10 and 11 to the Senate position, and something in the range of, I believe, $8 million in the tails. The next item is on line 1822. The Senate has now adopted the House position on the transfer from the Health Board's SGSR fund for one-time savings in fiscal year 10 of $6 million. And then on line 1834, the Senate has increased its transfer from the EMS Longevity Award account, and this is based on some information received just today, which is that in the account balance currently there is $6.571 million in that account. Therefore, if that balance is maintained before the transfer is completed, there should be left just under $400,000 in the fund. And, Madam Chair, that concludes the walkthrough.
Madam Chair, I move we adopt the spreadsheet.
So thank you very much, Mr. Godfrey, and I guess we do have some more language to do, but obviously we can't do it till the House gets back, so we'll be in recess to the call of the chair.